Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Coach Cryptic Podcast. I'm Tanner, and no, you know what? Oh, hey, honey. Oh, welcome back. It's been a long time to listen, and some reasons for that. We'll get into that in this episode. But yeah, let's go right after this intro. Alrighty, hey everybody, how you doing? I'm not sure which day I'm excited to put this out, but I'm gonna, whatever day it is, and whatever day you listen to it, I hope you are having a good one. My name's Tanner, I'm the host of the Cozy Cryptid Podcast, and it's been a while since I've put out an episode, and like I said at the beginning, there's some reasons for that, and this episode is just an update episode of what's going on with the show and where we're going to go from here and why I've been gone for so long. And well, the first reason is that, I've been busy. I got a new job at a new Bucky's in Crossville. I work in a deli and we are so freaking busy every day. I got like 2 days off a week and that's it. And I know some people over podcasts have like three jobs and they hustle and they like on social media detox all the time and they still find time to make episodes every week.
Bless their hearts.
Bless their hearts. Bless them. They're very, I need some free time. I need some time with my spouse. Actually, that brings me to the second point. I got married. I'm now a married man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm sorry. I'm taking Kevin. I'm sorry. You know who you are, Kevin. Those late night calls. You're not. Can't be calling me late night no more. You're gonna die. Don't die. My wife is playing lamb. Call a lamb. I already beat it myself. Anyway. So I got married. I had a wonderful, most amazing wedding I could ever ask for. And the most amazing wife I could ever ask for. My wife, Amanda. You've probably seen her if you've ever seen her or on my TikTok or Instagram. And what else? What else is going on? Oh, yeah, like a... trying to move in together. Moving in together. Yeah. Also, I got some very great news a few days ago.
It was the best early birthday gift.
The best early birthday gift I can ask for. My wife is pregnant. She's about, what, 4 weeks pregnant? She's about 4 weeks pregnant. I swear on the good Lord, we did not know she was pregnant before we got married. We were trying, though, but... But there was that one day, like a few days, you're like, I'm so sick. I'm so nauseous. I'm not always sick, though. You are? Nah. Yes.
Well, I'm more particularly car sick.
Yeah, you're more. You're typically. I don't know why you're car sick all the time.
I'm always car sick.
Do you look at your phone a lot in the car?
Babe, I literally had my eyes closed while you were driving and I still.
That's probably why.
I can't look at the road. It makes it worse.
Make it worse? Okay. But continuing on with the show.
Yeah.
So, my recent episodes that have come prior to this episode, I was trying, like, doing commentary.
No!
Oh, no, she died. Martyred. Okay. Sorry. Distracted me, honey. Tried different episodes, like different styles of episodes of like trying to do like commentary episodes on movies.
Yep, I remember.
And stuff like that. And they didn't really take off. They didn't really get the listenership that I thought they would. And I don't ever like the response I would like. One of even like not like but like expected at the very at the bare minimum response I would hope for. So I may continue to do those, but I don't think I will. And the old episode types where I would write whole. Do much of research and do an episode on that. Considering my current circumstances and future circumstances, I probably won't be doing those anymore. It takes too much time, too much work, especially if I'm going to be a new father and a married man that works 40 hours a week. Unless I can get like a a friend to do it, to help me out, do it. There's no way I can do it. And, but, honest with you, be honest with you guys and gals, like the best episodes I think I have are ones where I do interviews with people.
Or when you have them, you can be there because we can bet each other.
Yeah, or have my wife come on the show. With me, and we talk about spooky stuff.
It's spooky season.
It's almost about the anniversary of my podcast came out. It was around Halloween. Yeah. And we, damn, forgot to put music on. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Put on music. And what else? So I had a thought, lost a train of thought. I'm sorry. So we continue. So I'll probably continue doing like have guests on and my wife on, and maybe one day my son on.
Daughter.
We're gonna have a son. I swear.
Daughter. I'm
manifesting it right now into the cosmos.
Okay, in the polls, who thinks we're gonna have a boy and who thinks we're gonna have a girl?
If you enjoy spooky stuff, you'll say boy.
Girl.
Boy.
Girl.
Boy. anyway, I'll continue to have guests on and stuff, but I won't be like actively like looking for people to come on show. If people want come on and say hey, they want to message me on some way, either on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, Twitter or whatever, email me at cozycryptidpodcast@gmail.com. I say, hey, I'd love to be guests on your show. Give me a date and time. It's reasonably, we work out a date time, or it's both works out for both of us. Then we'll hit each other up and record episode. Other than that, don't expect me to be like having episode every. Well, basically what I'm saying is that I expect to not have an episode very often. If I like maybe once a month, if that, because I'm really focused on being there for my child and my wife right now and working hard for them, if that makes sense. But I love to hear about, I really enjoy hearing about people's experiences and hearing about their books and their investigations. I love that. And any stories they can, first-hand accounts or second-hand accounts they have, I love those. And I think people do too. I think I'll continue doing that. Because, like, I don't know. There's like only so much you can say about Bigfoot. You know, or the chupacabra. My wife is being so pretty right now. Well, my wife is like glowing right now.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With her pregnancy glow. She has like a pregnancy glow on her. It's like stunning. She's giving me like weird like caterpillar eyebrows. Anyway. But if you guys did enjoy commentary, areas are displeased with any of this, let me know. And if it's the voice, your guys' opinion is strong enough, it might change how we do things. But if not, this is how it's gonna be done. Cause I, first time dad, I'm a little scared. She's scared too, she's first time mom. Oh yeah, it was my birthday yesterday. I was recording this. So happy birthday to me. I got carrot cake.
Probably eat some before I go to bed.
Yeah. Got carrot cake. What am I going to do for Halloween? I want to dress up for Halloween. As like a bun. I'll be a chef and you be an oven. And have a little bun in the oven.
I'm supposed to do Emma and Hook.
I can't afford damn whole outfit for Hook.
About $100.
$100? What are you talking about? I'm like, I have to buy the pants, the shirt.
$100.
The shirt.
It was $100.
$100.
But I can't dress up. I'm not gonna dress up anyway this year.
You don't want to dress up? Oh man. You know, wedding was great. We had pizza and we danced like idiots.
Me more than you.
Yeah, you were there twerking.
No, I was not.
You were throwing it back. And I was like, ooh. Side to side.
I should take a shower, but I don't
want to
get up.
And, What else? Is that it? Pretty much. Let's go on with the show. You can buy a shirt or something if you want to. What's that? I mean, I'm wearing one now. It's pretty cool. It's pretty comfortable.
This has been an interesting podcast because you're kind of rambling.
What?
You heard me.
I'm sorry, what?
The whole damn thing.
I heard that part. What's it? What did you say? Not interesting?
I said it's an interesting podcast because you're rambling.
Oh, interesting podcast. Because I'm rambling.
Thank you for dropping my clothes to the floor.
So she's been mean to me ever since we got married. She was like nagging me about
because you almost driving. Tried to kill us?
Question. Get on this mic if you want to talk.
No, thank you.
Get on this mic.
Thank you.
You want to talk shit?
I'm always going to talk shit.
But, did you die?
He was on the highway and went into a passenger lane that was about to end, and then he had to merge back into the lane he was already in, almost causing a crash. And then he ran through a red light.
We did not crash.
I said almost. And then he ran through a red light, not paying attention, and went straight through the red light. And then he went down a one-lane street.
That was okay. That one-lane street was your fault.
No, it wasn't.
He said, turn here. I turned here.
Don't blame me.
I blame you because it was your fault.
You were the one driving and you didn't listen when the direction told you to do something.
I'm sorry.
Failure.
I'm
pregnant. Don't start with me.
Oh, I'm pregnant. Okay. Okay. Sorry about that. So, this last foot. Okay. All right. A little Dead Silence here. Thank you guys. This episode is brought to you by Dead Silences. And okay, and we're back. Thank you, Dead Silences, for supporting this episode. Dead Silences, making those moments awkward for you and your family. Like that joke? You like that? Honey, you like that? You like that, honey? Honey? You like that, honey? Hey. So, we had, she walked down the aisle to, Dear Beloved.
What
was the song you walked down the aisle to? Dear Beloved.
Yes.
From Kingdom Hearts. Tears. Tears.
You did not cry. Bullshit.
I cried internally. Okay, you understand. Us men, we're genetically, evolutionary designed to not cry.
Jesse cried.
It's genetic. Can't cry. I'll cry when I'm happy. I cry when I'm sad. Happy. I don't cry happy tears. This isn't something I do. I'm sorry. I smile. I was like overjoyed with love. Then you look like a queen, like the evil queen. Just give me eyebrows. It's eyebrow movements.
Try not to die right now.
Don't die. You're fine. You got plenty of hearts.
Pay attention to your podcast.
I am paying attention to your podcast. I'm just rambling now. I said everything I need to say.
So, that's it for your podcast?
I don't know. Should we continue on talking? But I just want to... It's been a while. They haven't heard from me from like... That one person who listens hasn't heard this episode. Hasn't heard an episode in 3 months.
Kicking our asses, doing shit.
Yeah, we're planning a wedding.
You went to training today for the first time.
Yeah.
Got sick to your stomach.
Yeah, I went to work out first time in like 2 years, and I threw up because I didn't eat breakfast. Like a moron. She come to me to waffle. All the wind.
I gotta get up at 4:30. No, thank you.
Okay. Well, that's your own fault.
How is it my fault that I have to fucking work?
It's your fault you have to get up at 4:30.
I have to go to work for 6.
And you go to work up. You get there and you take a nap.
Yeah, because I take 30 minutes. I'm getting there 30 minutes before I need to be there, so I take a nap.
Yeah.
I fucking died.
I'm sorry you died. Thank you. Thank you, hubby. Thank you for being supportive.
That ain't how I sound.
Legs hurt. My legs are like jello. Doing squats, bro. Trying to stretch me. I have the hamstrings of steel cords. Steel. Hamstrings of steel. But did you guys enjoy? Do you guys prefer like the interviews? Yeah, you do, guys. You actually, I know you guys do because you have more listen. You have more listeners or listens on interview episodes than you do like solo stuff. Yeah. Shout out to my family. Gian, GS, Io, Bill, Sadie, y'all doing awesome stuff. Shout out to, who's your family? Who's your in-laws or
what?
Your cousins and uncles? Lori, Lauren, Aunt Laura. TJ, little John. And I think that's gonna be it for this episode.
What do you want for my life?
What do you want? Yeah, I'm streaming. Yeah, I probably won't be streaming on Twitch until I get like a computer, because my computer's like stick. Yeah. Love you. I love you. I love you, wifey.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode
of Rambles.
What? Rambles? I have nothing to. I've been working. I'm not good at podcasting, okay?
I work 2 jobs, motherfucker.
You don't podcast, though.
No, I.
Oh, should we mention that?
No, because I don't know when we're going to do it.
We're going to do it?
When? I don't know.
When?
I don't know.
Okay. We might be starting our podcast together, me and my wife. Psst, don't tell her. Okay.
Babe.
Shut the fuck up. Don't tell her about it. Okay, thanks. Don't tell her. Tell you. All right, bye, guys. See you later.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.